Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Traeger.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Traeger, welcome to the
welcome
show.
To town.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's
happy
so
to have
good
you.
To have so you. Happy to have you. For those of you who don't know, she is
our camp friend who turned into an amazing
comedian.
You even though
feel
we're
like that.
Many years older than you, but we were just hanging out with you at the Comedy Store and watched you just have a rippingly hilarious set in the belly room. And, you know, I mean, we've wanted you on for a long time, and this is just so nice that we were able to just be like, let's do it right now.
And we get to do it in person. It's so nice.
Isn't it cool? I just think it's...
Because now it's been a game. Like Soul Cycle, they were like, no masks. And now back to masks in the studio.
And it's gas masks at Soul Cycle,
which is
I think is
bizarre.
Hardcore.
Why are they making you put
that
on? Because
they want to know who's committed. That's like, who's here to do it?
If you look like Bane, you get to do a free class.
Does the instructor wear a mask?
Everyone wears a mask. The instructors hate it too, though.
Yeah, because they're so muffled, right?
Yeah.
So here's my question. As a comedian, because I've gone on the Peloton, and I can't handle like...
I didn't know you were a Peloton boy.
Well, no, Jay's got one, and I've gone on his.
He did?
And I can't handle 98% of the instructors on Peloton.
Okay.
2% of them I can like handle, but as comedians, when they're like, "You gotta change your life, you gotta clear out the cobweb,"
I love it. I've cried in Soul Cycle.
Yes, me too.
Cried.
Me too. Gareth Reynolds and I went at Moon Tower in the before times, and I was like, Gareth, I didn't know I was gonna like start sorting shit out.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like the right Rihanna song with the right message and the right morning, and you just
when
feel
you don't think
special.
You can push, when you say to yourself you can't push, I want you to push.
But right. I also go to Diego, who is very funny, and I do laugh a lot. But someone that doesn't like instructors.
Funny how? Like, you're a comedian.
He is in the context.
Super flamboyant and a dancer, and he'll just be
that
like,
doesn't make
what's
me
up,
laugh.
Pasadena? And I like, I love it.
So you want, like, a low-key instructor?
No,
no,
like
I'll tell
no.
you what Janelle James does. She
nuts
hates instructors.
And bolts.
She does the rides where it looks like you're in a mountain.
Yeah.
Or just on a road. So she just rides on the road.
Dude, put me in the Himalayas.
There's a dude on Peloton named Alex Toussaint who feels to me like old, like, Little League coaches that like badass like high school sports coaches who's like, and he's into 90s hip hop. So it's tons of 90s hip hop.
Right,
and so everyone like he'll be telling you something, and then in the middle of him telling you something, he'll be like, "Move, bitch, get out the way, get out the way." And he sings.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. You climbing, you got
so
this.
Ran.
You climbing higher, we got this. And I'm like, "All right, we got this.
It's all about the music." I go to themed rides, so I'm going to a Taylor Swift ride on Friday.
There you nice. Go,
girl.
I try
take
to go
my
to
daughter
themes.
With you.
Yeah.
She's like
how
the
old
biggest,
is she?
16. She's a big.
She can go.
She's still at camp. Camp Ramon Jewish.
Oh, yeah,
camp, but still. But, you know, when it
so
comes
Rand,
around again.
If there was a Peloton course, you know, like the mountains and stuff, but it was just the playa, and all you're doing is
riding
bike
through art installation.
Wait, is that a
Burning Man
thing?
Yeah, how much Molly am
Randy
I on?
Randy is a Burning Man
I did
thing.
Not.
How much
wild.
Molly are we on?
Did you have to take Molly before the Peloton ride?
I do. Wait, you don't do that before every Soul Cycle?
No, but I go high sometimes. Yeah. I get stoned and go.
Do you really?
Yeah, sometimes life's hard. Like sometimes working out, you're just like,
yeah,
I have
man,
to do
it's,
it.
It's
I'm not
hard.
In the mood, so I'll take a couple puffs and then I'll go.
Perfect.
Do what works.
All right. Well, so I love this.
Adana with working out.
This,
okay, let's
this
go.
Discussion is great, but I feel like it is time to jump into a story.
I don't even know how we got it. I'm one of those people. You know when people are on a fitness journey, they don't talk about it and then they become boring.
Well, no,
that's
no,
what
no. That was anything but boring as we talked about taking hit, getting
it
high
and
then going. And
doing a Taylor Swift.
But the playa, I just want to say when I, the hottest, coolest girl from high school, she like went to Hawaii at 18 and got married. She started going to Burning Man at like 2019.
What's her
and I just
name?
Thought she was the coolest person in the world. Then she started going early and helping set up.
Right. Yeah. She was
and
like
her
putting
photos
up the fence. Yeah.
Were just the hottest thing. Yeah. But now it's so much long. I don't know if it's cool anymore, right?
It, is Randy, that a thing? Randy, tell her it's cool. You loved it. He loved it. He went
to find Moshe Kasher?
Yeah, so he, so Moshe and I, like, we, he'd stop by.
Kasich, Andy Wood.
He stopped by my camp where I was and then wrote, and in the most hilarious way, like, wrote, like, the meanest message to me. It's, like, so anti-Bernie Man. He's like, oh, I get, you just don't want to hang out and see your friends here. Okay, Rand, you're an asshole. And I, like, just wrote this whole thing on a dry erase board. And I was like, thank you, Moshe.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
So what's your gift that you give people? What's your trade in exchange?
Ask him his name.
You do comedy there?
No, I do not do comedy.
No, no, you ran karaoke.
So I ran karaoke for 9 hours straight.
With the meanest German man of all time.
And I ran karaoke.
How that has never made it into your stand-up.
Oh, God. I
blows
ran,
my mind.
I it's ran hard karaoke for 9 hours and just basically doing comedy on people.
I love it.
And does your wife
said,
go or no? This is
yeah,
your,
she does. She does. She
Jason
does.
Just said talking about, this is essentially what you said, yeah. Talking about Bernie Man is hard to be relatable.
Yeah.
That's what you just
maybe
said.
No, what I was jealous of, I would want to.
Did you go?
No, I've. I'm not a des. That's not for me.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I'm not porta pottying with
right,
goggles,
yeah.
Sand.
Yes,
that's not
I
for
understand,
me.
I understand.
But if I did go, I love the girls that wear like bullet things, but instead of bullets, it's chapsticks. And
yes.
Then people
oh,
chapsticks.
Yeah. That's
yes.
A good one. That's
that
a good
would
one.
Be
Dan,
my,
you would love that.
I love that.
That.
I'm a chapstick
thing.
Man.
Let's get into a story. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Ready?
Jason's already like, what the hell's going on?
Ready? This is sent in.
I'm notorious for this.
Oh,
I
we
refuse
love it.
To do
you
format.
Will derail everything.
Yeah, I'll
but you're, it's you all gotta get her back. Get
or
her back.
Or when
to
people are like, okay, I have to go, I know how to keep them
don't
on.
Don't worry. It's dumb people town. There is no rail.
There's
yeah,
no
you've
rail.
You've
got a steering wheel, too.
Sent in by Derek L. Manns at Game Design Dude.
Not what Derek is, Lipkin?
No.
Derek L. Manns.
Derek L. Manns. The LeMans.
Stanley Gucci is Derek L.
Okay. Tiddlywink.
What?
Stuck up woman's nose. So now everybody knows where we're going with this. If you're eating lunch, it's up to you.
Tiddlywink stuck up woman's nose.
Nose isn't an anti-lunch thing. If it was in another hole, but yeah.
We had a story where these people were eating like months old meat to get high, mm-hmm. And people were like, "I thanks for the warning. I had to stop." I was like,
right, so,
"I
but,
didn't know."
So we
so
warn
I'm,
on everything.
I'm
we warn on
but
everything. Tiddlywinks to me is the thing.
Did you play it?
No.
Oh,
but,
I thought it was the Teletubby.
No, Tiddlywinks
is
like
Tinky
Winky.
Oh.
Tiddlywinks is
that's
like
not
are
a far
these,
bad mistake.
But
I
it's these little round like plastic things that you push.
Yes, you try to pop them from I think it says
oh,
here.
Oh, the little
it,
half condoms?
No.
Oh.
They're like little like checkers type things
oh.
And you press them
press
and
one on top of another one
to
and it
flip
flips
it
up. But so Tiddlywinks is the kind of thing that a sports coach, maybe Alex Toussaint from Peloton, a sports coach would yell at someone about someone who's not paying attention. Like, we're out here doing our work
and
Johnson over there is playing Tiddlywinks with his asshole or something. You know, and then you're like, wait, what
which
does that
would
mean?
Be amazing.
Right.
If you were doing
age appropriate,
she's
but amazing.
She's sticking Tiddlywinks up her nose and we got a championship to win.
Too.
Okay.
A woman in New Zealand is breathing a lot easier.
Dan under.
Following the removal of a small plastic disc used in the game Tiddlywinks, which had been lodged in her nose for an insane amount of time.
So here's the question. When she goes to get it removed, we've all done dumb
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're just like, to me, when something dumb happens, my first mode that I go into is, I got to fix this. How can I fix this before anyone
right.
can find out about it?
Right.
So her going to get it removed is the ultimate like submission to I screwed up.
Right. Also,
dude,
right.
I wasn't
she
go
couldn't
to the...
breathe.
I'm going to derail us.
Okay.
Derail us.
There's a new season of Alone on Netflix.
Oh,
have you? Okay.
I've seen
okay.
all
are
of you
it.
Into
okay.
Alone?
Okay.
Are you on
I'm
that
I'm saving
train?
It for flights.
No.
Like, I only watch
I
on
watched
flights.
An episode, but
it's
so,
too lonely.
In the most
I'm a
recent...
survivor girl.
Okay.
Like, I do need a little drama between
you need,
people.
Oh, yeah.
Got
you.
Need
people.
Oh, I get that.
Oh,
get
between
that.
The people.
That.
Yeah, this is very individual.
I like psychological warfare, not just
sure.
the starving.
That's why
gotcha.
We like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
So, in the most recent season, there's a part, I don't want to give away what happens, but you know, there's so many things that can get these
so
people kicked out.
Things.
Like their house starts on fire,
they
or
step wrong,
or
and
they
break
fall.
Their ankle,
like
right.
a guy didn't sheath his axe and he fell and it like went into his arm. Like
Dan,
so many things can happen.
Dan,
right?
I watched.
Or you just can't find food.
Dan,
like
I watched
saying,
this
like,
show. I watched the show because Dan told me to watch it, and you watch it. This is my interpretation of the show is that you're watching some guy who like doesn't have kids, doesn't have a wife. And you're like, oh, this guy's a loner. He was a Marine.
Yeah.
If he wasn't doing this, he'd probably be plotting a way to like shoot up a bank.
Don't.
Like, let him just do what he does and he's going to win. I'm like, there's no, this guy's impenetrable. And then he kills a squirrel and he's like, that squirrel's my dead brother. And you're like, he's gone. You're out. Right. You're out. Right. I think they also.
Because he's so alone. Like, that was his friend.
Yeah, because that's how I always tell people, they don't call it survive. They call it alone. Alone. Because like, that's the problem. The what you're saying, too, is the lack of attraction.
So, okay, so what you love about Survivor. About the psychological games that get
Which
played
totally get.
Back and forth, and I completely get that. It's
them doing the that psychology, to themselves.
Yeah, the psychological component of these people is how can they exist with their own thoughts and their own issues, and I miss my family, or I miss this person, or I can't do this on my own, or maybe I don't have the strength to go forward.
Right.
They should call alone, shouldn't have eaten them fish eggs.
Yes.
Like, that's another name.
But I love salmon roe. I love fish eggs.
You do, but
do
like...
They, is it too much sodium? Why does it fuck them up?
Because no, sometimes so, like some,
it's not healthy. Right. So, like, there's
too
always...
Too much fat, or what?
No, there, no, there could no, be like a disease bad. In the fish. So like the guy's like, I don't know, these don't smell right. And you're like, well,
don't
you're
eat
gone. Them. Don't right. eat that.
Right.
You're don't gonna.
So anyway, in this whole season, the guy is just walking around his little area, and a bug just goes in his ear.
Oh shit!
And he can feel
fly,
it in
fly,
there, and he
fly.
Can't get it out. And
this dude is the best. This dude like lived with Africans.
And you're like, oh, that's how simple it is. Like that's how simple it is that you're done. And I'm not gonna give away what happens whether he's done or not. But I was watching that, and it was. It was. I'm on a plane watching it, and it is driving me insane that he is talking about. He's like, I can still feel it. It's in there, and it just went like right on in.
It is.
And then, as you guys are saying, like, how would that not drive you insane? And then what you were saying about like the ways in which you're like, I need to solve this for myself.
You gotta just tell me how he got this bug, because that did happen in Survivor.
It happened in there too.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst of Survivor is the falling in the fire. Remember that?
Well, I have a story. So I talk about Survivor sometimes on stage. I'm in Detroit talking about Survivor,
sure.
And a guy says, "My girl, her cousin was on Survivor."
Oh,
I go,
God.
"Who is it?"
Right.
And it was season two, Michael, who fell in the fire.
Oh, don't you love when that happens? And you're like, "Oh, we're done, guys. We're done with the rest of the set. Like, we're this
it,
is
it
now
takes
going
a turn
to be a Q&A.
You won't even believe."
Okay.
So I go, "How is he doing?" And she goes, not good, in prison.
Boy.
And I was like, I was thinking about how is he doing with, you know, burns.
Yeah.
But what, and yeah, child porn.
God.
And he actually was just going to go away for bad business stuff, and the FBI came, but it was all on his work computer.
A lot of bad business.
So he was just going to go away for business shit, all this child, abuse
images.
I mean,
it sucks that
he's right where he needs to be.
And he's in prison, and that definitely, that changed the mood of the
fell
audience.
Fell into a different fire.
But couldn't believe, the guy. But there's a lot of... drama. You know, the first Survivor winner went to jail.
Right.
It's Richard Hatch.
And he has a bunch of Hatch babies. He donated sperm, and there's actually a documentary in the works about all his sperm babies.
And you know how they're Hatch babies because none of them will wear clothes.
They all okay, you want to go back to this?
Yes.
So woman who,
Tiddlywink in the nose.
Tiddlywink launched her nose for an insane amount of time.
Yeah.
Mary McCarthy was always wondered why she would frequently have pain on the right side of her nose, but managed to put it to the back of her mind as she went about her life.
Wait, she don't remember?
I said
she didn't remember.
An insane amount of time.
This is like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
However, after she had a nasal swab test for the coronavirus last October, things got a lot more uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
McCarthy from Christchurch in New Zealand's South Island told Kiwi News outlet Stuff that her nose would be constantly leaking. I was just in a lot of pain.
Christchurch, by the way, is where Flight of the Conchords are from.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Just throwing that out.
The doctors, she asked, for help told her that it was probably due to a chronic sinus condition.
Yeah.
She told Stuff. Stuff was like a toxic
Stuff
male
is,
magazine here in the States.
Yeah,
and it still just exists in New Zealand as like a news outlet.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
It's just like straight up Stuff.
Stuff. She told Hustler.
Right,
she told XL magazine.
She told Jugs.
She told Stuff she had, quote, quite a lot going on in my life, so I pushed it into the background, literally and figuratively.
Oh, you did push something up in the background.
But it started to become unbearable, and she was forced to go to the emergency department at Christchurch Hospital, where, quote, luckily the nurse and doctor believed it was more than just sinus pain.
Yeah.
They
it's
asked
my own stupidity.
They asked me if I'd ever put anything in my nose, which brought back a memory.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This person.
I'm going to ask you guys, and then we're going to take a break.
Dummy.
But so this happened to her when she was a kid.
Who knows?
Well, who knows? Okay. This is where we get to guess.
How many years ago Did she put a tiddlywink in her nose?
How old is she at the time of the article?
We're going to tell you. We'll probably guess that later as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's been in there for 15 years.
15 years.
Jay, what do you think?
25.
25.
27.
27.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to talk about everything Lisa has going on. And then we'll tell you guys how long this has been.
Okay. This is Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got Lisa Traeger with us. You can follow her on social media at
Glitter Cheese.
Glitter Cheese. That's on both
everything.
On everything.
It's honestly became an identity. I have a gold necklace that says it.
I love it.
It's my album name.
It's Glitter Cheese.
Album available wherever you get albums.
Yeah, and then I have one friend who's a rapper, and she has a fun name, so then she calls me Glitter Cheese.
I love it.
It's become a thing.
What's her name? No.
She's Lil Frex.
Lil Frex?
Yeah.
Lil Frex and Glitter Cheese, to me, could be like, is this on Disney Plus?
Disney Plus? You guys are two ponies.
I wish.
Does
I mean,
rap?
She, yeah. She had, I don't know if we'd be free. I could do a kid show.
You could do a kid show.
I'm actually great with kids, and what I love is sometimes my friends' husbands don't love me, and my one revenge is their kids are obsessed
with
me.
They love you. They love you.
Yesterday, I left a friend's house, and the kid said, I miss Lisa. Mm-hmm. And my friend goes, she had to go. And she went, yeah, but I love her. Mm-hmm. And I know the husband heard this, and so he doesn't like it.
He didn't like it.
Why?
He was
Why?
Not having
we
it.
We need to work on our kids who they love. Like that was like his motivation to be like, we now need to do that. That was his opinion.
Like he was mad.
Not my opinion.
He was mad.
He's never said anything, but I know that it drives him insane.
Why?
He doesn't like once I asked him, I go, what would be the worst thing your daughter can end up being? Like, what's the one thing you just wish your daughter won't do when she's an adult?
Thinking
he would say, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the answer I was thinking. And he said, for her to have tattoos. Clearly,
like,
I'm heavily tattooed.
Also, dude, that's
not
your
that big
thing.
Of a
that's
deal.
The worst.
No shit.
And then
there
the wife
nice
was obviously like, what? And he goes, that's the one thing. And I was like, oh, you don't like what I stand for as a human, I think.
Right.
Jeez.
So,
ridiculous. Are you doing any live shows and stuff? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll be in Arizona the 5th through the 8th of August.
Where?
House of Comedy in Scottsdale. Mm-hmm. And that's nice. I'll be in the pool during the day.
Yes, fantastic. You will.
Ordering Jimmy John's.
Uh-huh. Yes. To the pool? Straight to the pool?
Yeah.
You can order Jimmy John's straight to the pool?
As long as it's within like 1 point something miles. Jimmy John's is so annoying.
Drop it off at the shallow end.
Freaky fast.
Yeah.
Is it so Free fast? Smells.
Yeah, like they have really
you
strict
click send
mileage
and it's there.
Within 7 to 8 minutes
Stop.
Sometimes. That's my number one thing to do on the road. If I go to a hotel, I see if there's a Jimmy John's nearby. Comes super quickly. You have time to shower,
What's your order?
Nap.
What's your go-to?
I'm
you
a pro.
Country club, Turkey Tom. What are you going?
yes, I'm a beach club girl.
Okay, beach club's all right.
But I
like
will
the
do the vegetarian. Sometimes I'll do the vegetarian and add salami,
which defeats the
I'll
purpose
do the
of
veto.
Vegetarian.
No, because there's like more avocado, and then sometimes I'll make my own Slims. Jesus. I like love Jimmy John's.
So here's my question: do you take your feature act on the road with you, or do you get to?
I'm
pick
not them? That rich yet. Like if I'm in the Midwest, if I can get a Chicago, or they'll give a hotel.
Right, right.
But I've learned from the best, so I'll always pay for lunch or
right,
tips
right,
or
of course.
Booze.
Always.
When you go on the road, how is it? I mean, Jay and I go together. Dan goes on his own, but like sometimes Dan, you know, goes out with, you know, friends or or when he's with somebody can mix it up with someone that he loves. How is it for you? I mean,
it is weird how standards change. Back in the day, I would be in one hotel room with a person and not care, and now I'm like,
no.
I need private time.
Yes.
I don't
want
to hang out nonstop.
That's right. That's right.
Like me and Mateo Lane used to share beds sometimes and just like sit on our phones watching TV.
Hilarious.
And like that would never be
no,
okay anymore.
For either of you.
No. It would be worse for him. We used to fight a lot.
Really?
No.
Well, I'm difficult. We would like scream at the airport. One time we screamed in the lobby of Sirius XM and Amy Sedaris, who we both love, was like watching us from the balcony.
Oh my God.
We're like,
I'm so sorry.
And
so
all
sorry.
He said was, wow, really pushing the time. And I went, you know what? And
okay,
like,
it's like you guys
screaming.
Are married.
Yeah.
That's a married
that's
relationship.
Such a married thing.
Yeah. Wow, really pushing the time.
So
it's
when
such an innocuous statement.
When someone says a very neutral thing and it
what
tip, if, makes
you
someone
guys
very
both
angry.
Know this. What is the thing that will set me off to no end? What can my wife say to me that will just
do you get the
email? Do you even get the email?
Yes, I get the goddamn emails.
What emails?
Do you read them? I mean, it's
just
like
about anything about their
if anything
kids.
Comes
when he's
up
like,
and I'm like,
happening this week?
Wait, why
are
why is
the emails?
Do you get the emails?
Because I get the emails that tell us what's going on. In
so I guess you don't read the
he's
emails.
He's like boiling. boiling on that one. All right. Well, go see Lisa Trigger. How can people find? Is there a website they can find your
Yeah, but I'm bad at promotion.
You posted on Twitter where you're going to be.
I try. Yeah.
And Instagram. Okay.
Just follow.
I try to. But because we fight so much, I wasn't on time to the airport once. But Mateo's like, I'm not fucking texting that bitch.
Nope. I'm going.
And then he's sitting and he goes, "Where are you?" I was in bed. Hadn't woken up.
Oh, no.
And so the one time he didn't reach out because I yell at him all the time, I missed the flight. And then we were doing a show at a college about failure. Mm-hmm. And we did so bad that they complained to the agents. There they didn't want to pay us.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's a show about failure.
It's a show about failure. We were just showing them what's going on.
We all learned
something. Show, don't tell.
Oh, but how I am on the road, I could be alone. I like to do, sometimes I'll watch Sex and the City or SVU all day one day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I try to do at least one activity, whether it's a movie, an art museum, a pool. Like, I was in La Jolla. I went to the beach.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any way to correctly pronounce the name Marissa Hargitay.
Mariska
Hargitay.
Mariska.
I thought it was Marissa Hargitay.
Mariska. Really? Hars.
Mariska. I like to do a joke where I go, Mariska makes us hard and gay.
There you go.
But
that works.
That works.
Mariska Hargitay.
So if people follow you, they'll keep up with your dates.
Yeah, and then I have a podcast called That's Messed Up.
Messed Up.
And we'll be on the road about SVU.
Hell yeah,
love it.
And true crimes, and then we interview people from the show.
Great. I love
Dang.
It.
Dang.
All right, check that out. You hear that, everybody?
Captain Cragen, we've talked to him.
Captain Cragen,
girl.
Let's go. So check that out. Go see Dan. He's on tour
right now
and doing
Wait,
all
Wait, remember
kinds of
we were talking about something out there and you're like, save it for the pod?
Yes. You were talking about how you, what was the thing, right?
I don't know if you want me to talk. I was on a Zoom bachelorette.
Oh,
so,
please.
Wait, we're going to save that for our Patreon fans.
So save that because that sounds like ridiculous.
Dan is on tour. Go see him.
DanielLankirk.com.
And anywhere near
all over the place.
And we've got a Patreon page where we're doing new episodes of Cheap Seats. The first time in 15 years we are putting new episodes of Cheap
Seats.
Of
our old show from ESPN Classic.
Just for you guys. So come check that out.
It's been really cool. And
people loved it, yeah.
People loved it.
It's a beloved show.
We did 77 episodes of that show. Damn. That's the most of anything we've
ever
done.
We've gotten better. It's interesting. It's a very low-budget version of it, but we were surprised at how close it actually is to what it used to be. And we had a full production back then, and we're just doing this on a shoestring now.
But it is the show. I mean, that's the
future episodes we're picking include a Battle of the Network Stars from the late 70s, Cornhole, which has to be taken down a peg.
A high dive. 172-foot high dive at SeaWorld.
In San Diego that
which
happened
somehow,
in 1983.
Like, I think dovetailed with the Blackwater
scandal. Blackfish. And then some other thing. Anyway, it's great. So
it's
check
awesome.
That out. But when we left.
Do you have the same favorite sport or no?
Yeah, all of them. They love indoor soccer and bowling.
I love anything.
They love underwater competitive welding.
So the Olympics,
I love the
Olympics all time.
I love it. I do.
But unlike Simone Biles.
Simone.
We're not quitting. So she didn't quit. So let's talk about where we were when we left. A woman had a tiddlywink off her nose.
We're trying to guess how many years she had.
And the guesses were
15 years,
25, and I said 27.
She's had a tiddlywink.
Up her nose. That she didn't remember.
Until they said, you ever put anything up your nose?
And she's like, oh yeah.
She's like, yeah.
I did put something up my nose.
I did that 37 years
ago.
Oh my lord.
Okay.
37.
It's just hard for me to judge her because I have problems and I refuse to go to the doctor for years.
But if I've gained too much weight, I won't go to the doctor because I'm like, I don't want to do that weighing.
I've refused. Well, now I've lost. But I haven't let them weigh me in decades.
Right.
You just say no?
Oh, I go, I'm not in the mood. But I have a thyroid thing, so sometimes I have to, and I just turn around. And
gotcha.
Then I say, please don't tell me.
Right. Yeah.
But you can say, I don't want to, if you want.
Might start saying.
You can refuse. All right, it's like a lawyer.
What are they going to do?
It's like a lawyer if you get busted.
It's a law.
What are they going to do? No,
you have to get on a scale.
I just got a note from my doctor that said that he no longer going to be a doctor or my doctor.
He quit?
He's like out. And I'm like, wait, what? You're my guy.
You got to shove a tiddlywink up your nose.
All right.
She recalled how at an early age, like many children, She loved to play Tiddlywinks.
Sure.
The game, invented in the UK and patented in 1888, sees players try to propel small discs called winks into a pot using another disc called a squidger. This is the most I've ever learned about this game.
You press it and
press on the front and then it flips
up into like a pot in the center.
She remembered how while playing with her siblings, they improvised the game a little by putting one piece up each nostril and blowing them out. One time, I accidentally inhaled. Instead of blowing out, she said, I remember being terrified at the time, thinking, where has it gone?
Uh-huh.
She soon forgot about the incident, although she said always had problems breathing through her nose, but never gave it much thought.
Nope. Oh, boy.
This is a person who doesn't connect dots.
What else are you ignoring? If you're ignoring this for 37 years, like what?
It's Kurt Braunohler's bit.
What is it?
Kurt Braunohler's bit about the person, why he won't have political discussions with anyone. He's because he's like, there's the story of the woman who had 80,000 bees in her ceiling.
In her walls.
In her walls. And he's like, if I see two bees, I'm like, there is a problem.
There's like, you didn't hear 80,000 bees buzzing and you just assumed there's nothing going on.
Everything was fine.
Right. I think it's depression.
Maybe.
Oh, that could be. And then I want them to get help. But if it's just negligence, then I'm angered.
I don't know, but I will.
You would have an awareness of 80,000 bees.
Yeah, for sure. But one time my parents opened the toilet and there's all these bees. It was funny. But
what?
Yeah, I wasn't there, but I got a call from my parents and they were like, our toilet is filled with bees. And they
had to bury them dead,
but then my dad didn't flush them, and then they were just dead bees. It was I have this to call like them and get more details about
that's
these.
That's a funny
White Stripe. Isn't that a White Stripe song? Dead bees on the dirty toilet. Dead bees on a dirty toilet, and you know I'm not alone.
At their place in
Third Man Records.
Yeah,
Rory Scovel did an album there. We went there and hung out. Did you do shows there?
I did like a This Is Not Happening.
Oh, nice
show there, but he wasn't there or anything. But it was cool.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I felt really important being there.
A phenomenal
it's pretty
place.
Sweet
and we got free merch
right.
No, but I'm just saying, like, when I used to babysit, this is a minor thing, it happens to me now too, but people will walk in and be like, why are you sitting in the dark? And I won't know. I'll be like, I didn't know.
I didn't realize I was sitting in the dark.
Or like things will break. Like I just will let things be terrible, like my air conditioner has been broken and the guy came to fix it yesterday. He goes, how long I'm like, I've been suffering for months.
But your air conditioner hasn't been like up your
nose.
Vagina for like 37 years.
It's been an IUD. All right.
Medical staff discovered the reason why she was having these problems after a CT scan revealed an object in her upper nose. Too big to remove while conscious, the object was taken out during an operation where it was pushed through her nose and out her mouth. So they just went out the back door and went to the front yard.
Oh, God.
It turned out that the COVID test had shifted the disc and caused an infection.
Right.
Quote, when I woke, I said, what is it? And they said it was the laugh of the hospital. So,
I'm glad you're laughing.
Leave the comedy to us, okay?
A tiddlywink. Was what it was. It hadn't even lost its color. Now I'm going to ask you guys. I think we have this. We'll find out quickly. I'm gonna hope we do because I can't see the Zoom from here.
Right.
But I'm gonna show you guys the tiddlywink and her and well, I'll show you the tiddlywink first. This is the size of it. That is not very small. That's about a thumbnail size.
Yeah.
Literally.
Jeez.
I know.
I mean, it's like. It's just...
Okay. So the woman said that she is breathing a lot easier following the removal.
Great.
Obviously.
Good for her.
Yeah. Yes. Things have gone better for her.
I'm sure she's like, can't even believe how good she's breathing.
Right.
She's
right?
Like those
it's
videos.
Like when they put on the I can see color glasses on Instagram. That's what she's
it's
living
like when,
out
like
right now.
It's like when a deaf child can hear for the first time. Who doesn't cry at this?
Yes.
I love those.
Those are really good.
Tiddlywink, it hadn't even lost its color. Which creeps me out
more.
Like
she can breathe so well now, she realizes she's in a bad relationship.
You ready for who told Stuff magazine that it hadn't even lost its color?
The doctor.
No, hospital kitchen worker. That's how far through
this hospital.
You gotta see this. Lydia,
everyone,
come here.
Everyone in the hospital.
What did you do in the operation? I brought the apple juice an hour later.
Do you think that was a deal of the reporter, like at the hospital, like getting a water on their way out and being like, did they tell you about the caller? Like, no, I don't. No. And then that's how they got.
That's who gossips.
Yes.
When I worked at summer camp, that's who you hang out with the kitchen.
The kitchen staff knows all.
They know everything.
80 miles.
Even at the store, I'm always chatting with all the, you got to get the scoop. Who do you hate? Who's the worst tipper?
Right.
That's like, they know everything. They know
best is when I ask someone, like, how's your day going? And they go, some people around here should be fired. And then I'm like, who? Point at them.
Let's get into it. Let's get into it. Dan, like, rolls up his sleeves.
Yeah. I'm like, let's get in. Let's do a quarterly review. Okay. There was calcification around it, and that's probably why my nose had grown a bit crooked. Yeah, she's like, oh, you, you know, we'll get out of here on this. This is such a fun up.
How old
is Mary McCarthy? Now, you know it was in there for 37
years. So she's at least.
So what age do you think 42. She was like?
I think she was six. I think she was six.
So 43. Okay, Jay, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm in that range. I'd say 40. I'll say 41.
Okay.
I'm going to say 47. I think she was 10 and just forgot about it. Because there's a lot of stuff that we did at that age that I just, you know,
man.
As an older person now.
I don't know.
Okay. 10. One.
I wanted attention too much to, like, ignore that.
Right.
I was begging for crutches.
Look at me. You were begging for crutches?
I wanted crutches. I wanted braces. I wanted glasses. I would go to the hospital with migraines.
You're like 12 years old. Years old with a walker.
Yeah, if I had something up my, I would cause a commotion.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, someday this is going to manifest itself into stand-up.
Yeah.
just bear with me now.
One or possibly two of you is 1 year off. Okay. So now you all have the option to go up a year or down a year. I recommend
what did
you do.
Say?
You said 43. What'd you say?
I said 41.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 42. I'm going up to 42.
Okay.
I'll go down to 46.
Okay. Mary McCarthy. Oh, you know what? I had the whole thing wrong. None of you were a year off. I looked at the wrong number. Mary McCarthy is 45 years old.
Oh,
so now you were 1 year off.
I was close.
Yes.
I was close.
All right.
I thought it was 48. I read it wrong.
Yeah, but she couldn't swim.
You and I were the closest.
Yeah.
But 8 years old is enough.
Yeah,
no, because you don't know what her parents are like. She might have been scared to get in trouble.
But we know what she's like. That's
scared to get in trouble is a big one. Scared to get in trouble
or embarrassed or like be like that's what the internet I think has helped is like you think all these things are independent of you and you're so ashamed
and then you go
online and you're like, Oh, there's millions of people. I was like, well, I'm a creep. And then you're like, all of us were doing this.
Right. Yes. Everybody's been stuffing a figurative tiddlywink up their nose.
But people are scared to get in trouble. It's a big message about parenting and stuff. Like, I wonder what her parents were like. She couldn't be like, I put this in my nose.
So maybe.
She was in an abusive household.
So maybe she holds on to it for 10 years. And then has her own agency to go to the hospital. But 37, and even 37.
She forgot.
How could you forget?
She got stuff to do, Dan.
She got stuff to do, Dan. Like, play Tiddlywinks. All right, there you go. That's the show, everybody. Patreon fans, we're going to hear the story of how Lisa was on a Zoom bachelorette party with a stripper on Zoom. If you aren't supporting our Patreon, what are you doing?
First of all, you would have gotten to see this show live.
Yes, our Patreon fans are watching this right now. They're flies
and
on the wall.
And you'll get to stick around and see the story live.
They're tiddlywinks the up the nose of this show. I'm so excited. Lisa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad people get some fun at work. You know,
right?
Sucks.
Well, oh shit, we got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum.
Make a sound, calm your down, it's Dumb People Town. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.